The government in Hong Kong today reported an increase in the number of cases of SARS in the territory, severe acute respiratory syndrome, the pneumonia-like virus that originated in southern China, hit the former British colony last month. With the 75 new cases reported today, nearly 700 Hong Kong residents are infected. SARS has been spread to other Asian nations and in North America and Europe by air travelers. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
Dressed in white surgical coats, masks and gloves, investigators combed through an apartment building in Hong Kong today, where almost a third of all SARS cases in the territory have been reported. They were looking for common features that linked all the people who became sick. The disease is spread mainly through close contact with infected people. David Zweig of Hong Kong's University of Science and Technology says local residents have become much more worried and have begun trying to protect themselves.
I think the situation changed dramatically over the weekend, whereas before, on like Friday, very few people were wearing masks. I'd say that as of Saturday and Sunday, 60% of the people were now wearing masks.
Zweig says that restaurants and movie theaters are empty and many people are working from home. Local businesses fear the impact on the Hong Kong economy will be huge. That's something just starting to be felt in mainland China, which has admitted more than 30 deaths and 800 cases of SARS. The World Economic Forum has delayed a major business conference set for Beijing this month, just days after veteran rock group The Rolling Stones cancelled their first ever shows in China. Critics say Beijing knew about dozens of cases of atypical pneumonia in southern China last November, but didn't want to reveal them while the Communist Party Congress was in session. Despite criticism of a cover-up, Chinese spokesman Kong Quan today played down the seriousness of the outbreak. The measures we've taken have earned the praise of the World Health Organization, he said. Everything is under control. But experts say China, unlike Hong Kong, has almost nothing in the way of public health programs to help educate its population. The Chinese government, by playing down the issue, may have prevented adverse economic impact in the short term, but David Zweig says there will be a negative effect, especially at the huge annual Canton Trade Fair due to start this month.
Who's going to show up at the Canton Fair now? You know, you've got the Canton Fair coming in April, and they're going to take a terrible hit on that. People just are not going to come. And this is going to show them, I think, that public health, a general transparency in all aspects, is absolutely critical. You can't join the world economy now and not engage in transparency and public health, which is a really interesting spillover from WTO and this whole internationalization that's been going on in China.
In the meantime, in Hong Kong, schools are closed indefinitely, and many Hong Kong expatriates are leaving town for an extended spring break. In China, only the international schools in the big cities are closed. Few other people even know there's a problem. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.